AP News for this Saturday, February 10th. I'm Jackie Quinn. Authorities continue an investigation into a deadly plane crash on Interstate 75 in Florida.
Lost both engines, emergency.
At least two people died after the jet came down on the highway, clipping a car and bursting into flames. The tower tried to send the pilot to an airport, but it was too late.
Clear to land, runway 23. Is that hopping at 823?
We're clear to land, but we're not going to make the runway. We've lost both engines.
Audio courtesy of Live. ATC.net. Authorities in Baker, California, say a helicopter with six on board crashed in the Mojave Desert. They're still checking for any possible survivors. Former President Donald Trump's hoping to make it four in a row, focusing on winning the GOP primary later this month in South Carolina. That's the home of rival Nikki Haley, his former UN ambassador and former South Carolina governor.
She was okay, but I didn't put her there because I wanted her there at the United Nations. That was up to me. I wanted to take your lieutenant governor, who's right here, and make him governor.
Hungary's conservative president has resigned. 46-year-old Katalin Novak got wrapped up in a controversy after she pardoned a man convicted in a child sex abuse case. New Israeli airstrikes in the southern Gaza city of Rafah killed more than 40 Palestinians. The Lunar New Year is here. Our Karen Chamas reports.
In Taipei City in Taiwan, the New Year is welcomed in. In Hong Kong, Chief Executive John Lee welcomed visitors from around the world.
Most anticipated Chinese New Year.
In mainland China, traditional celebrations were held outside a historic Taoist temple.
Fans are gathering in Las Vegas, getting ready for the Super Bowl Sunday. Kickoff is 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time at Allegiant Stadium. This is AP News. The Israeli-Hamas war argued in Michigan.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute.
Free Palestine!
About three dozen demonstrators marched this week near a Dearborn, Michigan hotel. It's where Biden administration officials were meeting with Arab American and Muslim leaders. Dearborn's Muslim community has grown increasingly disillusioned with the president's support of Israel's war in Gaza. Abraham Ayash is a Muslim Michigan state lawmaker.
I'm trying to use my ability to engage with the White House to help them maybe shift course.
Grammy winner Andra Day normally deals with nervousness before any big show, especially in front of her peers. On Sunday, Day is set to perform the gospel-based Lift Every Voice and Sing ahead of the Super Bowl.
I am a deeply spiritual person. I'm a believer. I'm a Christian.
She says she is leaning on prayer to settle any anxiety.
I know that's different for other people, but so prayer is a huge, huge, huge thing.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.